Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Catherine Resendez.
Hello.
All right. Do you see that both of our red microphones are clicked right now? We can talk to each other live over the phone. That's what you want.
Yes.
Okay. So when you see him come in, his microphone's going to be blue. You click on his first microphone to make it red. So you both have red microphones and you can talk. Okay.
So besides, see, I'm confused. Besides his number, that 646 number, but that's not... I was looking for an 858 number.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's me.
So when he calls in, where is his number going to show? In the place where yours is now?
Yes. Exactly.
Okay. So when he calls in, that red microphone won't be red. It'll be black?
It'll be black. And you're going to need to click on it to make it red.
Okay, so I don't click the one that's next to it that has the X. I'll just click on that first one.
That's correct.
Okay. Gosh. Okay, so now when you hang up, I'm going to hear that message again, and I'll click on one, or I will be live automatically when you hang up.
No, you're already live. I'm just going to hang up, and hopefully he'll call back in.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Yes, ma'am.
Hello. I'm having a little technical difficulty, obviously, but hopefully things will go smoothly now. And Neil, if you're listening, I hope you'll be able to call back in so that we can continue the show, or get started, I should say. Again, today we're going to be talking about spiritual warfare. And in just a little while, I'll be reading from Ephesians chapter 6, and I'll be using the New King James translation. In the meantime, I'd like to know if any of you are having a hard time today, if there's anything in particular you're having a problem with in your life, or maybe you've been struggling with something all week. Maybe you're going through a period of hardship in your life. Have you been blaming the Lord for everything that goes wrong in your life? Well, do you know that there's another force at work in this world, and we shouldn't blame everything on God? That Satan has power in this world as well. And the spiritual warfare that we're talking about is from Satan. The Lord allows things to happen in our lives, yes, but he doesn't necessarily cause all bad things to happen to us so that we should not give him the fault for everything that's wrong in our life. That's the work of Satan, the other force in this world. And, of course, the war between good and evil continues on and on as it has from the beginning of time. And so when we're having those troubles in our life, we can always turn to the Lord and ask for his help. He tells us over and over again in Holy Scripture that he is always with us. He's always here with us in the world. And he turns the bad things that happen in our life for good, for those who are believers, for those of us who follow him. After all, even Satan believes that God exists. Even Satan believes that Jesus Christ is Lord, but he doesn't follow him. As a believer, as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the right to become sons and daughters of the Lord God. And he will intervene for us. He says that when we receive him as Lord and Savior, we can cry out to him in our times of trouble, and he will hear us and answer us and help us in those times of need. I mentioned that today I'm going to be reading from Ephesians chapter 6. That's a very short chapter, and that is what it's about. Putting on the whole armor of God to protect us in the spiritual battle, in the spiritual warfare. And so again, I hope that my friend Neil, who's a longtime missionary and who actually trains other missionaries for the field, and who is a great warrior in this battle of spiritual warfare in the world, and preaching the word of God and taking, helping to take the word of the Lord God Jesus Christ, the good news of the gospel to all the ends of the earth. I hope he may be able to call back in and try and get on the air with us again here. In the meantime, we have about 35 minutes left in the show today. And I'd like to announce that I'm going to be doing the show from 7 to 8 p.m. every Thursday evening. And I'd like to invite anyone who would like to tune in to please do that. So now I'm going to go ahead and read from Ephesians chapter 6. If you have a Bible, I hope you'll read along with us. If not, I invite you to listen. Later we'll have a short prayer. I hope you'll tell other people about the show and invite them to tune in as well. If you know anyone who does not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, I hope that you will talk to them about the Lord. If you have not received the Lord, I hope you will consider doing that today. And now let's have a reading from the Word of God. Again, I'm using the King James translation. Ephesians chapter 6 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in sincerity," with fear and trembling in sincerity, it says. Sincerity. Sincerity of heart as to Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. And you, masters, do the same things to them, giving up threatening, knowing that your own master also is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. But that you may know my affairs and how I am doing, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will make all things known to you, whom I have sent to you for this very purpose, that you may know our affairs and that he may comfort your hearts. Peace to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. If you do not know the Lord, I invite you to say a simple prayer to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. I'd like you to know that it's at the point that we believe and trust in him that we are saved. He says, call on the name of Jesus. All those who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. But you need to believe that he is Lord. Will you trust by faith, just as you trust and believe so many other things in life, by faith? As when you turn the key in your car ignition, you're trusting that car is going to start And we do that and so many other things without giving it a second thought. That's faith. Will you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ by faith as well? I invite you to say this short prayer. Dear Lord God, Lord Jesus Christ, I trust by faith that you are the Son of God. I admit that I need a Savior. I admit that I'm a sinner, and I know I cannot save myself. I repent of my sins. I'm sorry for my sins, and I choose to turn away from my sins and to follow you. I invite you, Lord Jesus Christ, to come into my heart, into my life, and be my Lord and Savior, to be the master of my life. I ask you to change me from the inside out by the power of your Holy Spirit. I believe again that you are the Lord God. I believe that you died on the cross and paid the penalty for my sin. I believe that you took away my shame and guilt by shedding your blood for me willingly on the cross. I believe that you rose again from the dead on the third day to give us salvation, to give us eternal life. I believe in your resurrection and that we will also be resurrected on the last day. Again, I choose to follow you in the Christian life, and I give you thanks and praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you've prayed that short prayer, I invite you to follow through and do as you said you'd like to do, follow the Lord Jesus Christ in the Christian life. What you should do next is join a church that teaches the Word of God directly from the Bible. Be in fellowship with other people in church. Join a Bible study. Talk to others who have a relationship with the Lord. Tell them what you have done. Tell them that you have received Jesus as your Savior. Be involved with other people who are studying the Word of God. Learn the Word of God. Learn to memorize the Word so that you can remember it. You can tell it to other people. And the Holy Spirit of God can bring those words back to you, to your remembrance, as he says, in your times of need. And you can share those words with others. Again, tell other people how the Lord is changing your life. That's your testimony. Just tell someone, in a few words, your story, what your life was like before you received the Lord and what your life is like now. Remember to stay connected with other people who are serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to church regularly and be plugged in with other people and praise God together. The Lord tells us that there is power in the Word. There is power in the Word of God that is alive and active and sharper than a two-edged sword. The sword, of course, is the sword of the Lord Jesus Christ. The sword is the Word of God and its truth. And he tells us, as in Ephesians 6, to put on the whole armor of God. The armor is a spiritual thing as we're fighting a spiritual battle, spiritual warfare. It's the fight between good and evil. Now that you're a child of God, you can be sure that you can be with the Lord God in heaven. You can be sure that he will answer your prayers. If we do not follow him, if we do not receive him as Lord and Savior, why should he answer our prayers? Can you reach out to other people and let them know about the Lord Jesus Christ? Now that you can be sure that you will be with the Lord in heaven, you can be sure of that because he said when we receive him as Lord and Savior, we will be with him in heaven. Don't you want to see your loved ones there in heaven when you arrive there? So I encourage you again to tell other people about the Lord. Let them know about the things that you learn as you study the Bible, as you frequent church and fellowship with other people, just be in the company of other people. We are to choose our friends wisely. We should choose people who are walking with the Lord, who can help us along the way, who will encourage us. We don't need to be perfect because we never can be. The Lord wants us to make the effort to be holy, but he knows that we will never be holy in this life. Jesus is the one who is holy, and he has redeemed us and saved us and set us free by giving us salvation, by giving us the power of his Holy Spirit to live within us. And if there's any holiness we can ever have, it's the holiness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as long as we are alive on this earth, we will be sinners. But Jesus has paid the debt for our sins. Even so, when we commit sins, we need to call on the name of Jesus. Repent of those sins. Ask his forgiveness. Pray to him. He wants to give us everything that we need in this life, and he provides for all of our needs. But he wants us to come to him and ask him for what we need because he wants to have relationship with us. And just as with any other relationship in life, it takes time to develop. Be in the Word of God, reading it, seeking the Lord, seeking after him. He says to ask for what we want, and he will grant our petitions. He tells us that we should be anxious for nothing, but with all things we should make our petitions known to him. He says, be anxious for nothing, but in all things with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, make your petitions known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So we are to substitute the peace of God for anxiety. Turn in our anxiety to Jesus and receive his peace. And instead of worrying, of course the Lord knows that we will still worry, but we're not to make a habit of it. We are to exchange our worrying for the Lord's rest, because he tells us, come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Another important thing is not to be overwhelmed by fear when we can help it, because the Lord tells us that we should not be afraid, because fear is torment. Fear involves punishment. And that is not from the Lord. That is from the evil one, from Satan, from the devil. The Lord is love. Jesus Christ is love. And his perfect love casts out all fear. So we're to call on his name whenever we're afraid, and to take our strength from him. So we're to trade in our fear with the perfect love of Christ Jesus, the perfect love of God. And we're to show love to other people. And all of these things that we need, we find in the Word of God, because he strengthens us. He tells us that here, the joy of the Lord is our strength. All of these things that happen to us, the trials that we go through, the sufferings that we go through, sickness and whatever else, any type of problems that we are confronted with in this life, many of them are trials, many are tests, we should look at them. Look upon them as coming from the Lord, because all of those things that try us develop perseverance in us. If we endure those things and not give up, but call on the Lord and ask him to strengthen us, he will. And he tells us that once we live through those things, we become better able to deal with those things that are called the storms and trials of life. Do you know someone else who's going through a terrible time? Maybe it's your husband, your wife, your son or daughter, some family member, maybe a friend, maybe someone you know in ministry. It could be someone you work with. Would you take the time to speak to that person? So many times we have no idea what to say when we see another person suffering. Many times they can be bound up in fear. All of these things that we suffer in this life are meant to show us how much we need the Lord, that we can't get through this life alone. It's impossible. But the Holy Scriptures tell us that all things are possible with God. Those things that are impossible with man are possible with God. all things that are not contrary to his will. You know, all the time that the Israelites were traveling through the desert, wandering in the desert, they were fearful, even though the Lord kept telling them not to be afraid. All of those people who followed Moses and Joshua in the desert, so many times they complained, even though the Lord was providing for everything they needed. He provided light. He provided food and water, everything they needed. It should have been a very short trip to the promised land for them, but they wandered in the desert for almost 40 years because they were afraid and because they were selfish, because they were doubtful, because they didn't trust the Lord. They allowed their fears, their emotions to overtake them. They allowed the temptations of Satan to overwhelm them instead of trusting the Lord, even though he had provided for them so many times, even though he had shown them so many signs and wonders. He had created, performed so many miracles to bring them out of the bondage and the slavery that they were in Egypt. But they didn't trust him. Most of them did not trust him. They continually doubted him and were selfish. They continually worshipped other gods. They committed idolatry, even though the Lord was there, even though the Lord sent Moses and Aaron to lead them. Continually, they doubted the Lord. Continually, they practiced idolatry, worshiping other gods. The Lord never gave up. He gave them chance after chance, over and over again. But you see, Satan is always there trying to pull us away from the Lord. And so many times we give in, we become overwhelmed, we give in to the temptations. But the Lord tells us again to put on the whole armor of God to protect ourselves from this. We need to exercise self-control and take our thoughts captive unto the obedience of Christ Jesus, as he tells us in the scriptures. As if you would change the channel on the television by clicking the switch. We need to change our thoughts. Call on the Lord Jesus Christ and focus on him instead of on the terrible things that are happening around us, even in the midst of chaos. The Lord says he will strengthen us. And when we are tempted to sin, and of course Satan is the one who tempts us, it is Satan, the evil one, you know, the wicked one, the devil, who puts temptations to sin in our minds. He is the one who puts the temptation to give in to anxiety and worry and fear in our minds. But the Lord tells us that he has given us power over that by putting on the whole armor of God. And again, we do that spiritually. As he's told us, we should put on first the girdle of truth or the belt of truth, so that we can walk in honesty and integrity, live lives of honesty and integrity, following the Lord Jesus Christ. He tells us to put on the helmet of salvation to protect our thoughts as children of God. He gives us the power to do that. We don't have to give in to those temptations, even though it's extremely difficult. He gives us the power to do that. He gives us self-control. He says that he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And a sound mind is a disciplined mind. So he tells us to practice putting on the helmet of salvation. And he's given us that at the moment we receive him, at the moment we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, he gives us the power to control our thoughts. He gives us the power to renew our minds in Christ Jesus, to renew our minds in the Word of God. He gives us the power to think on those things that are true and noble and pure and of good report. He gives us the power to think on those things that are godly, rather than concentrating and focusing on those things that are evil, on those things that are negative. Also, he tells us to put on the breastplate of righteousness. And we are not righteous, but we are made righteous in Christ Jesus. It is Jesus' righteousness. He tells us, put on the breastplate of righteousness. That's to control our behavior so that we do not have to allow our feelings, our emotions, our fears and anxieties and worries and any of our emotions to interfere with our making sound, right choices and judgments. We can make good decisions according to the Word of God by focusing and concentrating on Him and doing what we know to be right. He tells us to take up the sword of the Spirit, the sword of the Spirit, our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our shield. So we are to take up that, practice that, taking up the sword of the Spirit, so that we do not have to give in to Satan's temptations, to give in to anxiety, worry, and fear, or any other temptations, because the Lord says that with each temptation, He gives us a way of escape so that we don't have to give in, even though it's extremely difficult, painful. We can choose not to give in to the temptation to sin. We can choose to serve God. We can choose to do what we know the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to do by the power of the Holy Spirit who lives within us, because at the moment of salvation, He sends His Holy Spirit to live in us, and He tells us, greater is He who lives in us than he who is in the world. And, of course, Satan is in the world. He gives us His Holy Spirit to be our comforter, our teacher, our counselor, and our guide. And also He tells us to protect our feet. We are to shod our feet, to cover our feet with the protection of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us the power to live in peace with others. He tells us to live in peace with all the brethren, with all the believers, with all other Christians, and also to live in peace with everyone else as much as it depends on us, as much as it is possible if they are willing to live in peace with us. And if we cannot live in peace with someone else, maybe we need to separate ourselves from that person, so that we do not compromise our Christian morals. Also, He tells us to take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, the sword of the Spirit, so that we do not have to give in to Satan's lies. We don't have to believe Satan's lies because we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. We are to read the Bible and do what it says. So will you practice doing that? Taking up that sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, reading it, learning it, meditating on it day and night, He tells us, as He told the Israelites, as He told Joshua, to meditate on the Word of God day and night and to do what it says, and we are to do the same. If you're reading the Word of God and you don't understand it, ask the Lord to send His Holy Spirit to help you understand it. He will do that. Ask Him to be your Lord and Savior. Once you receive Him as your Lord and Savior, you will receive His Holy Spirit. He will give you the right to be a child of God. He will send His Holy Spirit to live within you, to strengthen you. He comes to teach us, to comfort us. You will be able to understand the Word of God. Again, you should join a church that teaches the Word of God directly from the Bible. If you're going to a church that is not teaching the Word of God directly from the Bible, you should find one that does. Join a Bible study, a small group, and again, be in fellowship with other people who are making it a habit to live according to the Word of God, who are making the effort to be godly Christians, who are making the effort to become better people, to become good witnesses in Christ Jesus, to learn to help others, to learn how to serve others, because the Lord calls us to be His hands and feet here in the world. He tells us that His eyes search to and fro throughout the earth, looking for those who will give their hearts to him. Are you willing to give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, to surrender your life to him, to surrender your heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit to the Lord Jesus Christ and to his work? He tells us if we delight ourselves in him, that he will give us the desires of our hearts. He tells us to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto us. And we need to be willing to give, to have him give us the desires of the hearts that he has for us, because he knows what we need before we ask, and he knows what is best for us. And his plan will always be better than our plan, because he knows, as he says, the beginning from the end. We cannot know what will happen tomorrow, much less a month from now or a year from now, but the Lord does. He knows everything that we're going to face in the future, and so he knows what is best for us, and he always offers us his best if we're willing to receive it. Are you willing to receive the best that the Lord Jesus Christ has for you? Do you really believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he is God? Whether we believe it or not, it is true. One day we will all stand before God, and we will have to give an account for our lives, for everything we have ever said and ever done. And this spiritual battle between good and evil, this spiritual warfare, will continue for as long as we are here. If you have not yet received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I hope you will do that. And that you will again tell other people about the Lord. Reach out to other people to let them know that there is life after earth, that we can live in the presence of God for all eternity, and that this life we are in now is just practice for eternity, that we are heaven bound. Whatever happens here is practice for living with the Lord. Do you want to have the best that the Lord has to offer for eternity? I do. Sometimes life here seems to drag on forever and ever, but compared to eternity, it's just a blink of an eye. And the Lord tells us as much. Our life is just a vapor. It'll be gone before we know it. Have you had the experience sometimes that life seems to be moving too fast? At other times, it seems to drag on forever? Will you consider again, really think about it? The fact that there must be life after death. Are you really believing that when we die, that that is the end of us? I don't believe that. I believe that there is life after death. And I believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord God. I believe that he died on that cross, that he willingly died on the cross, allowed his own blood to be shed to pay the debt for us, for our sins, that he died as a substitute for us to pay the debt for our sins, because we could not save ourselves, because we are sinful. We are blemished. And it took the God-man, Jesus Christ, to die for us. He was born as a little human child, as a baby, and became man, but was God also. He had to be. Only a perfect one could pay the debt for our sins. And Jesus Christ became man to do that. He was born and lived and died to pay the penalty for all our sins. He died for all of those who believe in him. If we do not believe in him, how can we expect him to save us? We believe, again, as I said, in so many things in this world without giving it a second thought. As the chair I'm sitting on, I didn't give a second thought to whether or not that chair would hold me up while I'm sitting here talking to you. That's fate. I didn't give it a second thought. And we do that every day, all the time. Could you take a leap of faith, a step of faith, and trust by faith that Jesus Christ exists, that he is God, and that he is the only way to heaven? He tells us that he is the only way to heaven. Satan would have you believe otherwise. There are many people in the world who worship many different gods, but there is only one God, and Satan is bound and determined to dissuade us from that. Satan is doomed for all eternity. He cannot be saved. He cannot be saved. Jesus died on the cross to pay the debt, the penalty for sin, for humans, for mankind. Satan is not flesh and blood. He can never be saved. He knows he's doomed to hellfire. He's doomed to the lake of fire. He's doomed for all eternity. And he wants to take all of the rest of us with him if he can. That's what the spiritual warfare is about. That's what this battle between good and evil is. God is holy, and Satan is evil. For as long as we are here, we will be in a battle between good and evil. But the Lord has given us, as children of God, the power to say no to Satan. He's given us the power to overcome the temptations to sin. We have a choice. We have a choice. And one day, we will have to give an account to the Lord. We're going to stand before him and have to answer to him for why we refuse to receive him. If we refuse Jesus Christ, who is the one who has the power to judge, because the Father God Almighty has given him that power because he willingly gave his life to pay the debt for our sins. He died on that cross for us. Will you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? There are so many people who are sacrificing their lives, and Christians are being persecuted still today, even though it's not in mass media. The radio stations, most TV stations do not generally cover that type of thing. But if you listen to Christian radio stations and blogs on the internet, if you listen to Jay Sekulow, to the American Center for Law and Justice, if you listen to the missionaries, the pastors in the churches who are teaching, and you will find out that Christians are being tormented and killed all over the world because they are Christians. Have you heard of Miriam Ibrahim? That she is imprisoned only because she is a Christian. She married a Christian. Her two little children, her two babies are in prison with her halfway around the world, on the other side of the world. And so many others. Will you support your missionaries by donating to your local church? Will you support people like Neil Pirollo and his ministry, The Road to Emmaus? And there are so many others. It's very easy to get information on how you can help, how you can support the local church. We generally support missionaries through our local churches. They send out missionaries to all parts of the world to take the good news of the gospel as the Lord Jesus Christ has given us all a commission. It's called the Great Commission, to take the good news of the gospel. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to all the ends of the earth, as many missionaries are doing. We are all called to be missionaries. We are not all called to go around, travel around the world, but we can be missionaries by praying for other missionaries, praying for those who are physically out there serving, giving their lives. And I pray that you will consider this. And until next time, may God bless you and protect you. May you come to know the love, the peace, and the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you will tune in again to The Sword and Shield on blogtalkradio.com. Have a wonderful day. And again, remember to call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only way to heaven. He is the only one who can save us. Tell your friends and neighbors. Take the time to speak to others and tell them what the Lord is doing in your life. Not that it's going to be easy once we become Christians, of course, Satan is there to attack us because he is against us. He hates the Lord God Jesus Christ, and once we receive him, he will come against us as well because we want to do the work of the Lord. May he bless you and protect you. Thank you for tuning in.